Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
The worlds of art and athletics can often find themselves aligning around iconic sports figures, such as Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Blake Griffin, and former NFL prospect and Sizzler's night manager turned film colorist, Jajon Winfrey. Scott and I caught up with Jajon in a small production office in Burbank, California, where he shared with us what sparked his transition from manager to movie maker and how his physical prowess translated into the world of film. How did you end up in color correction?
Oh, yeah.
From restaurant management.
It's funny because like around the Sizzler, we do something we call in the business called plating. So it's when you put things on plates.
Sure.
You like presenting
the food.
Sure.
And most people, you know, you go to Sizzler, you're not expecting a grand presentation of.
Well, salad bar. I think salad bar when I go to Sizzler. Yeah.
Unless it's your birthday, right. Then you want something.
It's your birthday. Then you're talking about your ice cream supreme.
Free?
Free. Is this
dinner and ice cream supreme?
Discounted dinner, ice cream supreme free.
I got to write this down. Mm-hmm. Discounted dinner.
But I would plate the plates. I would do some like just the look, and I would like kind of focus on colors. So if you'd order a steak with a shrimp skewers.
Surf and turf.
That's what. Oh, so you in the biz?
Yeah. At least you're familiar. No, I just every birthday I go there.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Love it.
You're not wearing your birthday pin. But yeah, those are you wear those pins all year.
You know what?
Long.
It's on my backpack.
Okay.
And my backpack is in my car.
Okay. I won't investigate.
You've
further.
Met customers that wore their birthday pin all year long.
Mm-hmm.
All year long.
All year long.
It says today's my birthday.
It says I have a birthday. It could be today.
It could be. I have a birthday. It could be today. Oh, that's a great pin.
Mm-hmm.
It is great.
And that's a Sizzler's official logo on your birthday.
Yep.
I have a birthday. It could be today.
Mm-hmm. I personally say it's too many words, but I'm fine with it.
It's a big pin.
It's a big pin. I didn't work in corporate, so it's my job to be.
Images tend to work better on pins than sentences.
Exactly. And that was something I would say all the time. I'll be like images, people. I'm a very image based person.
Mm.
You know?
Which is how you ended up editing or color correcting the shorts?
Because I brought out a plate to his dude. He ordered a steak. And then I was like, oh, well, I was like, well, this is a color palette. So I had to like slice into the steak a little bit to get the pinks out, and then that blended into the shrimp. And then I was like, oh well, let's put up a little bit of oranges in here with the carrots. And then just my visual eye, I presented this guy. He was a director of a movie, and he was like, these colors are something else. And I was like, yeah, thank you, man.
It was James Cameron, right?
It was James Cameron.
That's James right. Cameron gave you your first break.
He gave me a business card that used as a certificate to get me into other jobs.
That's a great move. That's a great.
Exactly.
I've hired people because they've had business cards.
You know,
from famous people.
You kind of fake it. You that business card, and then you go into a meeting, and you're like, oh, let me see, where's my thing? And you pull out James Cameron's, and you act like you're annoyed by it. You're like, oh, sir, oh, sorry. Here we go. And you put it back in your pocket.
And they're like, hold on, what was that? Let me see that.
And you hand it to him. They're like, oh, James Cameron.
Wow. So he took a liking to you, or for some reason gave you a business card. And
he gave me a business card because my color eye is good. Mm-hmm. And then that's how, and so he did, I mean, he didn't directly teach me, mm-hmm. but he gave me the opportunities to learn what the color correction is. Now, I work in color correction mm-hmm. for motion pictures and some television shows.
Wow, what a fascinating leap.
Yeah,
he had 12 touchdowns in college, Scott. He had 12 and three two-point conversions.
Four two-point conversions.
Excuse me.
No, that's okay. That's all right.
That's 8 points.
He ran like a 4.9,
uh-huh.
40 or 4.10.
That's fast.
Yeah, it's pretty like a little bit above average. I was my you know.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of football players in the color correction?
You would be surprised. It's mostly baseball, but there are a couple football players. But they're mostly on the defensive side.
Yeah. I know, like, Mookie Blaylock was color corrector.
Mm-hmm. Really?
See, I didn't know that. Shoot, let me start texting him.
Mookie Blaylock, yeah, he used to be. Who did he play for, Matt? I can't remember.
Mets. J.J. Watt might be a good sound mixer. Uh-huh. Just for some reason.
Just what made you that think that? Just because...
He was saying a lot of NFL or football players are in the color correction.
No, but with J.J. Watt, I'm saying. I know.
He's on the defensive side.
Yeah, a lot of defense players. I'm actually one of the only wide receivers to go into color correction. So yeah. that's kind of my claim to fame.
What about tight ends? What are they specifically good at in the arts, I wonder?
They're good grips.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Sound, really? Yeah, a lot of them end up doing gripping?
Yeah.
Gripping electric?
Electric grips. So they're on set directly. I'm over post-production. I'm in the post-production realm of things.
Yeah, most tight ends are about, 6'5", 6'8", something like that. That's probably
6'5", 6'8".
That's about the right height for holding a boom mic, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Can throw up a good block. Got good hands.
Oh wait, did I say that's not a boom operator? You're talking about grips.
No, I'm talking about grips, but yeah, they
grip
can.
Electric,
but
grip electric.
Okay,
grip
electric.
But they can. I mean, I haven't seen it done, but I'm sure they can hold a boom mic.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would think they'd be pretty solid at that.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about this short narrative that you're nominated for.
Oh yes. So this is it's a foreign film. It's nominated for best short foreign film. It's a movie from the Czech Republic. I have a hard time pronouncing the name.
Well, here it is, here, Matt.
It's beautiful.
Can
it
you
looks
read
very
this?
Nice.
This is a weird font, but can you read the title?
I cannot read Czechoslovakian. It's Cyrillic, I believe.
Yes.
Do you know the name of the movie in English?
I've been trying to figure it out. Because they refuse to write it in English, so I've been trying to.
You color corrected this entire film and never understood the title.
Never understood really any of it.
I guess you don't need to, or maybe
exactly.
You do.
Well, I mean, you got nominated, so I guess you don't.
Right.
But I kind of found that to be incredibly freeing. So you know, not weighed down. Like what I did, I saw what I saw. And I wasn't influenced by what I heard, if that makes sense.
Or even what it was.
Or what it was, for that matter, you know.
It's kind of like at the Sizzler. You don't have to eat the food.
That's true.
You just make it look good.
Exactly. And but you do go through, like orientation,
you know,
where you eat all
is.
The food. You do eat all the food, though, if you work at a Sizzler. But I do understand your example.
I'm a little concerned, though, that... Your award won't be given out at the real Oscars. Like, I think your award is not part of the real. I think they do preliminary the month before or something.
Yes, they do. They do like a little event. Yeah. Funny enough, this one's going to be at the Sizzler. It's going to be a chance to go and like rub elbows with some of my old friends. Kind of like, see, look at me now.
Yeah, show off.
Yeah, show off a little bit. Kind of give thanks to the people who helped me out. Everybody who picked up a shift or two for me.
Oh.
It's a different host then?
Conquering
it's not the
hero.
Same host, right? It's not,
I don't
it's not
think
Jimmy
so.
Kimmel.
Oh, yeah, no.
Who's hosting this year? At the real one? I mean, they're both real. I'm saying the bigger one.
First, I thought you were talking about who's hosting like at the Sizzler. I'm like, well, it's a whole team. Like, you know, it's people who seat. And it's my friend Derek was hosting for a while.
Do you run a Sizzler with one host or two hosts?
You can do one host if you're looking for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But we do 2-3 sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it gets popping. Like, you know, on Sunday, oh, shoot, you need 3 hosts at least.
Did you ever use your football skills to, like, I don't know, if someone sort of tried to leave without paying, like dine and dash or give people trouble?
One time there was a bunch of high school students and they came in and they were rambunctious from the get-go. But you know, you see that. And I mean, I'm no stranger to being rambunctious myself. I myself was a high school student. But they started a food fight. And I was like, hey, y'all can't be doing that.
Yeah.
So they throwing these foods. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I got these hands. So I was out there catching these plates. You throw them in place, I'm catching them, put them back on tables and stuff. And I'm like, hey, busboy, you gotta come and get this. So I'm catching them and then like just shoveling them off to the busboy. He's getting them in there.
So you're catching them in the air and
saving them from breaking
the other guy.
And keeping the food on the tray.
Keeping the food on the tray, you know, and that's is if they were conscious enough to like throw it in a way that it stayed parallel. But I would do a dive catch. The cat falling out of bounds catch.
You saved Sizzler that day in a way. I mean, there's I can't think of a better person to be in that situation.
That's what my boss said. You know, he said very fortunate. He gave me a 13% bonus on my next check.
Oh,
that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's little things. For me, that was a pretty big thing.
Can I ask you, were you dating any of the waitresses when you were there, Jijon?
I was trying.
Come on. Really?
Really? You don't call me out. You don't call me out.
I know. I worked in the restaurant business a lot, and I feel like the managers were always like having things with the waitresses.
You know, you flirt up with a manager. Like Denise was one of our managers, and like you know you flirt get kissy with her, and you get off for the weekend. You know what I mean? All weekend, and that's what I mean. I would double back. I'd host, serve, bus, and I would do takeaway as well. So, you know, on a weekend, it's hard for me to get off because I was a go-to player for them. But then, you know, I got kissy-kissy with Denise, not with the intent purpose of getting days off.
You were sort of in love with her or in that moment.
I mean, you said it, not me.
I don't know. No.
Sounds like he was kind of prostituting himself to get a better schedule.
I don't know. And that was eventually what broke the things down. And she used those exact words, which at the moment I found to be insulting. But then after a little bit of reflection, it was accurate.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, any or all of this we can cut out of the episode because this is a very personal story that you just shared with us.
But I feel like it's good to heal by saying.
Do color correctors make a lot of money?
I'm still waiting to see. I had them put all my money in a little account, and I'll get it. And after, that's what they told me. That like if the movie wins, it's incentivized. So if the movie wins, then you get paid.
Oh boy, I don't know if you're gonna get paid. That does not sound good. Sorry.
No, I mean.
Well, I've been in show business a while, and that doesn't sound like a good way to end. I'm not saying I'm an expert on it.
It's called It's called a deferred payment.
Is that real?
It's deferred.
So if we win an Oscar, you're gonna get paid on this?
That is new. That I haven't heard.
It's not just Oscar. It could be like any sort of award.
Okay.
So like if a grandmother comes and sees it and it's like, oh, this is nice. Here, I made you some cookies. That's an award technically, and then it will unlock the deferred payment.
Hmm. Cookies?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to hold up in a court of law.
But it's about the intent of the award and or prize.
Seems like you might have just kind of like run with.
Yeah, I didn't do a lot of reading. I was excited to get the job.
Uh-huh.
Well, what's your next sort of project? I mean,
I'm actually going to try and write and produce a film, a film hybrid with like a television show. So part of the thing you have to watch a TV show for, and then halfway through you have to go to the theater and watch the middle part.
Oh wow!
And then you have to get back home and catch the end of it at home again
on TV,
and then like on the drive there's like little radio components.
Wow.
So, like, some clues. So, if you don't listen to the radio on the way, you're going to be lost when you get to the movies there.
It's kind of like the way you watched TV and film when you worked at the Sizzler, because you're so busy.
That's right.
You watched in parts.
That's right.
Try to keep up with everything. Had your girlfriend tell you the ending. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff. I see what you're doing. I don't know if it's going to work, though.
That's
what you do when you have to do it.
That's part of the challenge. You know what I mean? And I say people love Power Rangers, so I'm going to have that be the theme of it. It's going to be my own make. It's not going to actually be Power Rangers. It's going to be like Space Soldiers is like kind of a working idea.
Space Soldiers.
That's not a terrible idea. I mean,
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Space
That's the
soldiers.
Least worst part of it.
But this I mean, you, so you're going to like do it, start soup to nuts. You're going to write it, direct
just,
it,
you know,
cut
the whole
it,
thing.
Edit
I'm
wow.
going to write it, direct it, color correct it. That's the three things.
Undying confidence this guy's got. I'm glad.
You know. Are you going to edit, too, or just color correct it?
I plan to film it in a way that it doesn't require editing.
Oh, okay. Just like kind of like all one take?
Just kind of do it all in one take and then just kind of call cut and then like move what it needs to be moved and then go from there. So it's going to require all my actors, which I will be one of, to like kind of just be on the ball the whole time. So that should save time. And I think for them, frustration. Because I've seen, you know... I've seen how they do takes and stuff on movies and like TV things, and like it seems to take a lot of time because they're just doing stuff over and over again. I'm like, hey, let's just cut that out. Let's do it right the first time.
During Jajan's interview, we were surprised to learn that he had been nominated for Best Colorist for his work on a small foreign film. Being no strangers to the allure of the red carpet, Scott and I tagged along with Jajan to document this momentous occasion.
Congratulations.
Thank
this
you
is
very
exciting.
Much.
It is.
Thank you very much.
Because it's an honor to be nominated.
That's it. You know, it's an honor to be nominated.
And to think to go from, like, failed NFL bust out to almost manager in the Sizzler trade, and now here you are walking, like, with other... Walking. You might meet other celebrities. You know James Cameron, sort of.
I kind of know James Cameron. I got his card still. It's got a bunch of thumbprints on it, but it's still there.
There's a lot of photographers here, Matt. I mean, a lot of photographers.
I know. Let me just kind of put...
He likes microphones and yeah.
Maybe I try and talk to. Okay. Excuse me. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Is that normal to yell at the photographers?
So I'm just trying to at least catch their attention, so in case they just might be missing me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Man, I don't know if anybody's.
Jajan. Huh?
He's saying his name to the photographers.
It's like they can't hear me, but I know they can hear me because, like, I scream real loud in that one guy's head.
She turned her back. The woman running the red carpet kind of turned her back.
Turned her back on
me
real hard.
Talked.
I'm going to try again. Excuse me.
She's physically pushing him away from
y'all
the...
Y'all got to put hands on me like that. You ain't got to do all that. I'm supposed to be here.
He is. He's... I mean...
Color correction is
a little rough. She was a little rude to you.
She was a little rude to me.
She was a little rude to you. And like, I saw her put her hands on you.
She put her hands on me. She put her finger in my mouth and hooked it.
You got hooked?
She hooked it like a fish. I'm embarrassed.
Don't make a scene here, okay?
I'm not. I'm trying not to, but you don't put your finger in somebody's mouth
like
that.
There's a lot of high-profile people in the color correction trade that could help your career here. Don't make a scene,
Jajan. All the big names of color correction are here.
Do you want to borrow my laminate?
Yes, please.
Okay, maybe
you didn't even get a laminate?
No.
You're an honored, aren't you on the nomination list?
I'm supposed to be.
How does that happen?
I really don't.
Do you maybe just tell them the name of the movie you color corrected?
Okay. Excuse me. Yes.
Let's see if he knows the name of it.
It's the Czech one. I believe it translates into The Wind Wins.
The Wind Wins.
I don't know if that's a correct translation.
I don't speak Check. So my guess
already,
is as good as yours.
You, John. She's already shoved you.
He's getting hooked again. He's getting hooked again.
Back off.
I don't know where your hands been. You just put your hand in people's mouth like that. Who raised you? Ugh.
Oh, she hooked you.
She got quick hands too. I mean, I got hands, but she got the hand past my defenses into my mouth,
she
and then
turned
hooked
you around with that hook. Had you going the other way?
I know. It's completely changed my momentum 180 degrees.
A professional wide receiver was just taken off of his line.
I got strong ass legs. She turned them up underneath me.
Do you know any of these people back there in the ballroom? The Sizzler. There's like a Sizzler, folks.
God. Down this boy. Yeah.
Hey, you got you have a laminate?
Tommy.
You got a lot on see a laminate on
Tommy.
You.
Tommy. Okay, let me see.
Right, it's our best check short. I'm
here for best.
Do you have any credentials or anything that I could see to let you into the party here?
I got this sash. This black sash.
Uh-huh.
It's right here.
What movie did you work on?
I worked on a movie.
Winning Wind?
The Wind Wins.
All right, is he with you, sir?
He's with me. Journalists, yeah. We're all together.
All right. I can let you in, but you're going to have to look after this guy.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, no
also,
problem.
Tell her she don't put your hands in people's mouths, all right?
Let it go.
I'm just saying, I'll let it go, but you just don't do it.
I so agree with you, but like, this is like, your peers are here, man.
I know. I see some of the hosts you work with at Caesar at the Sizzler.
Should I tell them it's my birthday? You get free food if it's your birthday.
You get discount and you get free dessert.
At this ballroom, at the Editor's Guild ballroom?
Well, I don't know.
Probably.
Sizzler, that's the Sizzler rule.
Probably. I mean, it might be interesting to see what happens. A lot of the guys are catering. And there is Denise. Oh, she's the manager.
Relax. Just go to your sash. Think of your sash. Think of the sash.
Y'all, excuse me for a minute.
Sure.
He's. I don't know if he's mad or worried or.
My girlfriend or whatever. Something happened. I think it. He's so much better off not being at Sizzle. I mean, he's at the Oscars. What?
I know. I don't know why he's. It's
really, hey, it's John.
Hey,
you must have really liked her. You must have really liked her for this to still affect
you. It was immediate love.
Yeah.
It was love, and it is love.
But you're not Sizzler, and she's still Sizzler. And you even said while you were both Sizzler, the lifestyles were competing.
They were. But, you know, it's like, can you take a butterfly out the sky? That's where they
belong.
Yeah,
I could.
You could do that.
I mean,
yeah.
With
you
would tennis racket.
You'd be disservicing that butterfly.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I agree with.
So, yeah, physically you can, yes. Yes. But would you take a fish out of the sea?
Sure.
You can do that. But the fish would no longer like be in its place that it needs to be.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless like a river runs through it. It's like a religious experience.
That's the name of the movie, too. River Runs Through It. That's what the translation is, but it's in Czech. A river runs through. No, it's the wind wins. That's right. I'm sorry.
That's a great movie.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Good color. Good color correction.
Some of the best color correction in the biz.
Robert Redford. Because
you know that movie was shot all at night and they color corrected it to be daytime?
No way.
That I did not know.
Yep.
That I did not know.
They just opened the iris wide open?
Yep, that's right. But and
crushed
but
the blacks.
Well, no, because they did the iris because it was already filmed. So it was all gels and layers after the fact using the very first movie computer.
And just the first movie computer.
It was from 1930, but it still, they used it.
They used an old computer?
Like an analog sort of look?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
And how long did the gels need to be in the dark room for under like a red light?
Now, if I remember, it was like three days? Is that right?
Each frame.
So movie River Runs Through It was filmed technically in 1967. But by the time we finished the color correction, it was now 1994. So then the movie was released.
Well, it's a great movie. It's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Really great. I mean, I ain't working on it. Let me not take credit. But I just,
you said
I,
we, like, just the color correctors in general.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I got pride in them and all that.
Sure.
And the award for color correction.
Holy shit, your category's up.
Oh, my God.
You're
getting
there.
Wait. We'll finish this later, Denise.
Sit down.
Win.
Oh, my God. Oh. Thank you.
Now someone else is walking up there.
What?
Who's that?
Who is that?
Hmm. What? Are you going to go up there, or are you?
Pardon me for a second.
Are you the only? Did you color correct this?
This is not the same movie. This is a different film. Okay, because they're playing the clip, and this is not, I don't recognize this at all.
So you were not nominated.
I think I mistranslated the title.
So you were not, you did color correct something.
I color corrected something.
It was not
it's
nominated
not
for an Oscar.
It's not
we
this.
We need to get out of here. No wonder she was hooking you.
Okay, huh.
No, we should leave. There's major security risks.
Yeah, no, my man over here threatened to tase me a bunch of times.
It seemed our sudden eviction from the awards ceremonies had dampened the night's mood. We tagged along with Jajan to one of Hollywood's favorite post-award show eateries, In-N-Out Burger, located just off the 405. It was here that Jajan decompressed from the evening.
I guess I have to ask you, are you really a color-correcting professional, or...?
I am.
Okay.
So I am not lying about it.
Okay.
I think the mistake that I made was that I had heard there were an award ceremonies, and I assumed that I would be included in that.
You got excited.
So I got excited. So I just assumed, like, kind of like a participant award, you know, if you're doing it at that level, if you're at the level of a basketball player or a football player. And draft is coming up, and you know it. You just know that the draft is going to come up. Somebody's in the draft.
But you literally went through that.
Yeah, you didn't get drafted.
That is true. That's why I'm not a quarterback. You know what I mean?
Was there like some fraud involved? I mean, you didn't get paid. You did work on the movie.
I did.
You don't know what you worked on.
I was out there doing all that color correcting. So
I went for maybe like a catfished or something by like some kind of movie, Czechoslovakian movie company.
I googled Wind Winds, and there's a movie made by an Azerbaijani director that did in fact get made this year. So maybe it's not even Czech.
Maybe.
And you're not credited, but it does say the post happened here in North Hollywood or near North Hollywood.
Good on you for knowing the difference between Czech and Azerbaijani, because I didn't even know there was an Azerbaijan.
That's like, it's part of the Russian satellites. When they broke up the USSR, I think it became its own nation.
I did know that.
Oh, don't look right now. These guys are some teenagers over there being kind of like rambunctious. Sorry about that. I don't know. That always
it's
bugs
a curse
me.
Curse of the restaurant trade, the rambunctious.
That's true. Well,
when they're in packs, boys at that age in packs,
it can't help it. It's the chemicals.
It's the chemicals.
Oh, yeah, look out. They're throwing
something. Nice catch.
Thank you.
Nice catch.
Oh. Backflip catch. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh. Front flip.
Hey, you boys, why don't you knock it off?
Hey, y'all, cut that. What? Car, I caught that with my foot.
Wow.
Yeah. Y'all can at least applaud. That's, all right, that's fine. Who cares?
That was amazing.
Thank you.
I'll applaud that.
Thank you. No, that's all right. Everybody sit down, eat your food. Y'all teens, stop doing that.
Save my tape recorder.
Yeah.
The plate was going right for it.
That was just amazing.
Thank you.
Twice in your life, your ideal skill set came in handy. That was, like, amazing. You literally preserved everyone's sandwich.
I did. You know, my mom always says God has a purpose for everybody.
How is your mom?
She's good. She
still
moved
living?
To Florida, actually.
Oh, she moved.
Yeah. So that's why I didn't have a place to live anymore.
Oh.
But you're just sleeping at the facility.
Well, I was sleeping at...
Can I have the receipt? Our number's up.
Oh, yeah, here you go.
Thank you.
127.
Right here, 172.
It's 127.
127. 127. That's written right here on there.
Oh, sorry.
Did we miss it and let 50 people go after us?
Oh, my God. This is just not my day.
Should we order again, or I don't know?
Yeah, let me see if I can talk to this manager. Like, kind of speak to him in this capacity.
Fellow member of the trade.
The trade kind of stuff. Yeah.
Everything okay over here?
Yes. Can I have a job, please?
Thanks for listening to UCB Sports and Leisure. Special thanks to this week's guest, Sam Richardson. Thank you, Sam. And big thanks to producer Cody Ziegler. You guys can find us on Twitter and Instagram at UCBSL. And be sure to check out Sam on Detroiters Comedy Central. And if you like what you hear, you guys, please leave us a review or a like on iTunes. Thanks for listening. Peace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.